Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Satan fights the most is when there is the birth or a rebirth that takes place. Anytime there is a rebirth, a revival that is on the horizon, there will be the intensity of spiritual warfare. And I believe we're seeing that right now because there's about to be a rebirthing take place.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again for Revive Radio. Let's return to this recent message series with Pastor Rogers. This is Leading in a Crisis, Part 5. Let's get back into the message today.
This is not a time for you to lose your mind. This is a time for you to get a hold of it and conduct yourself with hope that is in God. The Bible says, hope thou in the Lord. Get this passage of scripture. It may be on your paper, may not. Psalm 50 and verse number 15. Call upon him in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. That's what God's word said. Call upon him. Have you called upon the Lord? I know you've called your neighbor. I know you've called AT&T. I know you've called Mediacom. I know you've called on everybody else. You've called on Walmart, Amazon, and everything else. But have you called on the Lord? Because if you haven't called on the Lord, you're not calling the right person yet. The grace of God. Listen, this is what we need in a time of hopelessness where people are feeling like there's no hope for the future. Which, when does it end? When's it going to be back to normal? I just submit to you, my friends, and this is my personal opinion. And you may call me a pessimist or whatever you want to call me, but I would rather think that I'm a realist right here. That while we have lived, some of us have lived through 9/11 and we saw those changes that took place. Where now you don't just walk through the airport and get on the plane. There's a process for you to be able to go through because of terrorist activity. Hear what I'm telling you. I don't see us being normal like we have known it before. This is going to change everything in our society. And here we are dealing with a virus, dealing with a plague. We're dealing with, do we open up or not? And today, Iran is pushing the agenda of shooting, of moving its drones out and saying that we can reach into Israel right now. Come on, are you kidding me? They've got one of the largest populations of deaths due to coronavirus. And the president said today, if they harass one of our United States ships, he said, shoot them down. I just want to say to you, my friends, that we're dealing with spiritual warfare all over the globe. Well, that's just too much for me. I'm just going to tune that out. I don't like listening to you. You better listen to this word right here tonight. Because the only one that's going to help us. I shared it last Saturday night on the little excerpt from the cave. And I, if you ever get a chance to log on Saturday nights, I've been doing a little thing study at home about this and reading a little bit out of David Wilkerson's book on the vision. And he said there would come a time when the relief funds and the epidemics that are going on would cause every nation to realize that their only hope is in God. Ladies and gentlemen, if we're not there, then I don't know how else to explain it, because nobody has answers for this except the Heavenly Father. I want you to get this passage of scripture in your mind. Look at Proverbs. It's right there on your paper, Proverbs. Chapter 12, verse 25, it mentions depression directly. Look at this. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. This is key for us. In this passage of scripture, you see the diagnosis and you see the prescription. Diagnosis, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression. And God has given us word on what we're supposed to do with anxiety. In fact, from the book of Philippians chapter 4, he says, be careful or anxious, that word is, for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I realize that many of us are dealing with these kind of things, but that's the reason why you can't just be isolated or spiritually disconnected when you're socially disconnected. You've got to connect with somebody. Get on the phone. Talk to somebody. Get a prayer partner together and go to prayer for each one of you. The Bible said the way you take care of that depression and anxiety is that you call out on the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, getting practically applied into a situation where you can minister to other people some way Listen, my wife sent out cards to people that was on her heart this past week. You can do that. Just a little note that says, hey, I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm encouraging you. Whatever that it may be, you can do that. The Bible says that a good word makes us glad. This one verse right here can help people get beyond the stress and the pressure and the anxiety that you're feeling right now. Here's what Jesus said in Matthew 11. He said, come unto me, all you that are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. Get this now. Apparently, there was a yoke that you're not supposed to be carrying. So he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn from me, because I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is giving us a critical, practical answer to the crisis that we're in right now. There are some yokes or some burdens that we're supposed to carry and some that we're not supposed to carry. But you never carry one without the help of the Lord. Now, here's two ways that I've been taught from my own father, and you find it in the Word of God. We are not to be a people as Christians that are reactionary, always waiting for something to happen, and then we react to it. To react is to act in opposition to a force or an influence by definition. But the key for leaders in a crisis is to learn the power of response. It doesn't mean that you're not getting a question, but a leader is already prepared. As I was talking with someone in leadership today as well, they're having to make some decisions in the near future about some things that they're involved in. And I was sharing some of this very fact with them, that God gives us wisdom. We taught that a little bit last week. How that we download wisdom in the book of James. Ask for wisdom from God. That needs to be a daily prayer for you. Because before the question ever comes, for a spiritual leader, for someone who's connected with God, you're going to have a response already for the questions that are answered. And it may be, I don't know, let's go to God. Whatever that it is, God will give you peace in that response. Hang on to that. A Christ-controlled mind in a crisis is critical. And your response is, your response is always more important than the experience itself. In other words, just because you're in a crisis doesn't mean you have to be crazy like everybody else. It's important that everybody is going to go through crisis sometime or another, and you're going to go through it multiple times in your life. But how I respond to that as a believer tells me how much of the Word of God is resting inside of my soul. This is critical. And here's what Jesus knew. After he was crucified, buried, rose again, went back to heaven, he said, listen, it's better for you and me to go away. For if I go away, I'll send the Comforter, and he shall not just be with you, but he shall be in you. Now, that Spirit of Christ that dwells on the inside of us is the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of knowledge. All things that we have need of will come by the Holy Spirit. So inside of the believer is the power of the Holy Spirit, who knows how to respond in an hour of crisis and in an hour when the sun is shining bright. This is important because your response is always more important than the crisis or the experience you're going through. Isn't it amazing how people can be, there may be some crisis going on, a house is on fire or something like that, and there's a lot of people standing around with their phones videotaping it, and then there's somebody who says, somebody needs to put the fire out. Somebody needs to call 911. So, and then when they get there, can you imagine the fire department showing up at the house is fully involved in flames, and they stand out and go, well, what do y'all think we're to do? Let's take a poll. Let's commune. Let's hold hands. Sing kumbaya. Somebody's got to make a decision. Get the water flowing. Somebody's got to have listen, none of that happens when you get in the crisis. See, this is the reason why we're in the place with many people today, including Christians. You've waited too long to let the Word of God get inside of your spirit. And now when you need the Word of God to come out of you, you're like a blind man feeling in the dark. And the Bible says that if the blind lead the blind, they both fall in the ditch. You better know who's leading you. And you better know they have a vision for the future and that their trust and hope is in God, because this situation is beyond any mortal human understanding. That's the reason why your response is more important than the crisis itself. Because everybody can stand around and look at the house burned to the ground. But somebody needs to go in and rescue the dog, rescue the person, put the fire out. For a leader, do it. Listen to me. Listen to this if you don't get anything else. For a leader in a crisis, doing nothing is not an option. I wish I had a good amen out there. Controlled perception of what's going on in a crisis is key to overcoming any crisis. Now, you've been waiting to write some things down. Get this on your paper. Nothing changes until you change your mind. Nothing changes until you change your mind. And mind management, you determine what stays and what goes. You have control of your own mind. Now, you can sit around and watch. Listen, I've prayed for people like this. I'm not kidding. People come, Pastor, I'm afraid. My children are afraid. Well, what are you watching? Well, we watch a little Friday 13th, but it ain't no big deal. Yeah, really? If you watch horror movies and you're wondering why the spirit of fear has gotten up in your house, I don't even have to be a prophet to diagnose that. Okay? If all you're watching, I'm about to step out on a limb. If all you're watching is Lifetime, then you better be a man who sleeps with one eye open in the middle of the night. That's all I can say. Every man on there dies sooner or later. You got to be careful what's coming into your head. You got to be careful what your eyes are seeing, what your ears are seeing. And it doesn't matter that you're not going to see things and do things and hear things that are going to come every day. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on, but I've got to have this word embedded in my heart. The Bible says, I will hide the word of God in my heart that I might not sin against God. That's not waiting until I get to the sin and then go, oh, what do I do? That's putting the word of God in there before I get there. Because then the word of God helps me to clarify and control my perception. You've heard this terminology. Perception is reality, right? So they can put anything on television and you watch it and you go, man, that's real. Only to find out it wasn't real at all. It was fake news. And then you believed it. Wait a minute. I was researching for Prophecy Files. As a matter of fact, let me just mention this right in the middle of this. Prophecy Files is coming at a new time. Prophecy Files will come at 6:30 on Monday night. This is an infomercial right in the middle of my message. Prophecy Files, new time, Monday night at 6:30. And I was preparing for that. And, a lot of research going on. And then I come across something that's one of these satire kind of places. And they put some kind of stuff out there. I had to do a little bit of research to find out that it was totally bogus. Don't believe everything that's coming down the pike, because perception becomes reality for a lot of people. And then they begin to make decisions based out of a fear or what they perceive to be. Here's the way it goes. Well, I heard that they said something about me. Did you go and ask them? Well, I heard that this happened over there. Did you inquire to find out? You can't fool around with this. You've got to be able to know and control what's going in and out of your head. Because God is more interested in changing your mind in this situation we're in than your circumstances. Write that down. God is more interested in changing your mind than the circumstances. Because here, listen very carefully. Boy, this is powerful here tonight. Are y'all still with me? God could flick his finger and this virus be gone, the plague be gone tonight. It's over. You've got to ask yourself the question, why is this here? Why am I still alive in the middle of it? What's going on? What is it that you're saying from heaven to me, God? Because God is more interested in changing your mind than the circumstances. And if the circumstances don't work like it should for us to change our mind, that's what God's trying to say to this entire world. I'm God, and it's time for you to turn back to me. I'm God, it's time for a revival. I'm God, and it's time for you to quit playing church. I'm God, and it's time for you to repent. I'm God, and it's time for you to turn yourself back to me.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.